This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Vice President Mike Pence is ruling out invoking the 25th Amendment of the Constitution. That would remove President Donald Trump from power less than a week after the president instigated a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. In a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi late Tuesday, the vice president said the mechanism should not be used as a means of punishment or usurpation and reserved for cases of medical or mental incapacitation. Speaker Pelosi has called on the vice president to secure the majority of the cabinet and vote to declare President Trump unfit to serve. As the House appears on the cusp of a bipartisan impeachment of the president, Vice President Pence encouraged Congress to avoid actions to further divide and inflame and to focus on smoothing the transition to President-elect Joe Biden's administration. The speaker has said if the vice president rejects use of the 25th Amendment, the House will move to impeach him. A prominent member of the Republican Party says she will vote to impeach the president. Representative Liz Cheney holds a high-ranking position in the Republican leadership as the chair of the House Republican Conference. In a statement noting that President Trump had, quote, summoned this mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of this attack on the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday, Cheney announced her decision. Following Cheney's announcement, Representative Adam Kinzinger of Illinois said he too will vote for impeachment of the president. Earlier Tuesday, Republican Representative John Katko of New York said he will vote to impeach the president as well. We're following this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.